Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
And if somebody had just built a boat.
But it would have been a tube.
Oh, you.
It would have always been a tube.
How about inside a car tire, you'd say it was
a tube. But somewhere along the line, I don't like the ooh sound. And mm-hmm. somewhere I started pronouncing use you, and I don't like tube, and I don't like puberty. I like use. I like you
yeah.
to be you. I don't like Tuesday.
Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
And I used to try to make my kids pronounce it Tuesday because to me that's the way it ought to be pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
But I said Tuesday all my life until somewhere along there.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You're self-conscious of it. I think that's really, really.
Well, I always had a hard time being understood because I have a real husky, coarse voice. And ever since I was a little bitty kid, I used to get kind of teased and kidded about my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it never really bothered me. But I realized that I didn't sound like anybody else somewhere along the line, and when I couldn't conform to what other people was normal for them. In other words, I couldn't go in the class where all the kids sang and sang.
Mm-hmm.
Although I was quite musical,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could play a little piano and a lot of other things, but, and I could hear tones and really hear them.
Oh,
I
heard tones?
Oh, yeah. I played piano by ear and organ by ear. And,
really?
Yeah.
Well, that, I can never, I know it amazes me.
And my brother's a musician. I see my mother was talented along those lines.
Yeah,
everybody in my family, except my father, played a little music.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother thought it was her duty to teach all her children. Mm-hmm. My brother made his living as a musician, a saxophone, clarinet player.
Mm-hmm.
And each of my sisters, starting with the first one, the oldest one, each of them played, the oldest one best,
mm-hmm.
the second one next best, the youngest one least best. When I came along, I guess I got a lick and a promise, you know. And but I played. I'd ask Mama something, but I play, and I guess I play better than any of them would,
mm-hmm.
because I play at it. But just a little ear,
mm-hmm.
little reading. Never in left hand, just read right hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Improvise left hand.
And just improvise.
Yeah.
Oh, that always amazes me. I can't do that.
I can't read left hand at all. I can't sight read a thing. I can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to stop and struggle.
Stop and struggle through it, yeah.
To find any note in the bass clef at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother can do that. It amazes me. This boat that we were if somebody had just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water for the first time, they say they're going to
launch.
What would you call them? Just a small boat without a motor that people would use to go fishing.
Well, just probably just boat, but I mean, a fishing boat is more specific.
Now, if somebody wanted you to try...
A flat bottom. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if somebody wanted you to try a new product, they might send you a free...
sample.
And if you saw a little girl and she had a very becoming dress, you might say, my, what a...
I'll just say, pretty.
Mm-hmm. And then another little girl might say, well, now, her dress is pretty, but mine is even...
prettier.
And what would you call a thing that... somebody might tie over their dress in the kitchen to keep
an
when
apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
pen.
And soup usually comes in what type of a can?